Bismillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. So today I'd like to share this hadith, some of you may be familiar with it, that on the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu, that he said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered Mecca on the day of Fath, on the day of the conquering Mecca, and his chin was on his saddle, mutakhashi'an. He's describing it as being mutakhashir, and mutakhashir is he is full of with khushur, which is like a humble fearfulness, you know, being fearful and being very very humble and devoted and full of reverence, of course, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, when I heard this, I love this hadith because it describes this as a, and we've heard this before, it describes, you know, the day of the victory and the day of conquering Mecca after such a long struggle. And he comes back with complete hudur, with complete presence with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with that khushu'. And I'd like to mention another hadith where a sahabiya, Qayla bint Makhrama, she mentions that she went to the masjid. She said, or I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masjid, and he's sitting in al-qurfusa, which is his legs are propped up and his arms are around his legs, like around his shins, right? So she said, so when I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amutakhashi'a fi jilsati, the one with who has that khushu' in his sitting, she said, I started shaking from fear. And so she sees him just sitting in the masjid with this khushu', with this humility, with this presence with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she starts shaking. And this is her Allahu alam, and having a glimpse into this a glance of the state of the Prophet ﷺ had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he says in a hadith, he says, "Inna atqaakum a'lamu billahi ana." He said, the one who is the most fearful, the most taqwa, who has the most taqwa from amongst you, and who is the most knowledgeable of Allah is me. And the way he says it, he doesn't say, I am, in this version, he doesn't say, I am the most knowledgeable. He says, the one who is, it's me. And it's more the wording here that he uses, ana, or me, at the end, the most fearful of you, of Allah, and the most knowledgeable of Allah is me. It indicates that he's confining the most. He's confining these adjectives to himself, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, out of way of teaching us, of course, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to look upon him in those states of khushu'. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.